Very soon, in just a month and 1 week, we will be marking 1 year of not meeting in person here at Emmanuel. Remember last March, we started hearing about the pandemic, and we were gathering and we were unsure what to do. And suddenly around March 14th, we decided to close. And ever since, except for a brief moment of two or three Sundays when we had a little group thinking it was over. Nevertheless, basically a year without congregating in this sacred space. And that is a lot. We have gone not only a year without sharing communion together, but also without sharing dinner kitchen or the food bank luncheon, without market day or artisan fair. We have not celebrated Easter, nor Pentecost, nor Christmas physically in this space together. We will not be able to gather to start the holy season of Lent with Ash Wednesday on February 17th. By the way, I invite you, we're going to have a Zoom Ash Wednesday, and the invitation is to prepare our own ashes as we bless them together and impose them on ourselves. Check your e-news for more information on how to do this. A question is, will we be able to gather for Easter this year, which will be April 4th? Who knows? I sure wish it would be so. Looking back at this year, I think many of us, many of you, if not all of us, are experiencing what people are calling pandemic fatigue. I've only mentioned church-related things, but each one of us have their own losses, disconnections from family and friends, missing going out to social events, concerts, movie, even shopping is hurried and masked. I don't know, but many of us, we feel emotionally zapped, especially in this stage of the coronavirus crisis. And what I wanted to say, it's very normal. Mental health experts have said, we've been at this for a year now, and our fight or flight system, this emotional reaction we have in stress, has been, which usually is good to help us keep us safe, but for a long year, it's a lot. Our system is overloaded. Typically, our brain and our body calms down after a stressor is removed, but it's been a year. And exposed to so many stressors, our system hasn't been able to catch up, to catch a break. Mental health experts suggest things to help us alleviate in this year mark. First, take a moment and pause and acknowledge that it is hard. I think many times because it's a whole year, we just want to keep going. And we sometimes tell ourselves or tell each other, I'm good, I'm strong. But it is okay. It is okay to say, this is hard. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I don't know. I'm afraid. I'm angry. The second thing is, let us be easy on ourselves. As you sit with these emotions, the pandemic has been brutal, honestly. And I think all of us need to cut ourselves a break. Let us identify those things that stress you out the most and make plans to address them and establish some healthy boundaries that, especially those things that make us more stressed, probably it's time not to have them around. Identify things that bring you joy and peace and probably do more of those. And maybe it's time to work out with your therapist or a psychiatrist. I personally started seeing a therapist every week, and I went to my primary care physician and she gave me some medicines for anxiety. And I think many times there's this embarrassment that when we're having a hard time not to reach out and to ask for help, that we can do it all by ourselves. And today I would like to say it is okay. It is hard. I think from a year from now or many years, we're going to be looking back and say, that was a very tough time. So that is a first. A suggestion on mental health, I think, is important to hear. But beyond that, beyond the medical and psychological, it is our spiritual life. I want us all to acknowledge that us as Christians, we have a very deep wisdom in our tradition. a tradition that gives us tools, spiritual tools, to address the hardships of life. And especially as we approach the beginning of the Lenten season, which will be just around the corner, February 17th, we can tap more into these deep reservoirs of spiritual practices, of rituals that can bring us strength, healing, consolation in our journey during this pandemic. I wanted to point out today in today's reading something that might have missed in the midst of all the hustle and bustle described in Jesus' work. Yes, we hear of Jesus in the synagogue preaching, then we hear him going to Simon's house and healing his mother-in-law. Then you heard he has the whole town bring the sick to the front door. Can you imagine? I can just imagine. It was crazy. Preaching in the synagogues, healing the mother-in-law, then having the whole town in front of the house begging for healing. And then heading out to do the same thing in nearby villages, healing and preaching over and over again. However, in the midst of all that hustle and bustle, tucked right in this little story, there's a sentence, verse 35, that says, "Early in the morning, well before sunrise, Jesus rose and went to a deserted place where he could be alone in prayer." In the midst of all the hustle and bustle, we might have just jumped that little verse and not paid attention to it. But I want to invite you to consider it. Notice how Jesus, in the midst of all this action and service, in the midst of all of that, which I imagine would have been an exhausting life, he takes time, he carves out time to be alone, to commune with God in solitude, in the wilderness. In the midst of this pandemic, how can we carve out some time to go into the wilderness where we can be alone with the alone? We have such beautiful surroundings here on Orcas. How about making more intentional to walk some of the trails here on Orcas? Or just to sit outside in our garden? Maybe consider joining us for our Thursday Lectio Divina, which is quite lovely, right? Or our Thursday Spiritual Book Club, or our Friday Centering Prayer, or on your own. Take some time, carve some time in the midst of the anxiety, of the tiredness, of the confusion and fear. Take a time to be alone with God. Consider joining us for our Lenten retreat. Choose a book that uplifts you, a good movie that lifts up your spirit. On the other hand, maybe you've had enough of silence and solitude, and you need a little bit more of action, sort of what happened to Jesus during his solitary prayer. Simon and those with him tracked him down, and when they found him, they told him, "Everyone's looking for you." Maybe you need that instead. Not more silence or solitude, but action. Maybe you need someone to track you down and invite you to consider ways you can be of service to others. Maybe volunteer. Help with groceries or errands, support a parishioner in getting access to online services. Make call to your parishioners. Check on them. Call those who are celebrating birthdays or anniversaries. Make mass to share with others. Prepare your garden so later you can share the produce or flowers. Maybe consider connecting with your spiritual director. Each one of us has different needs, but I think we're all experiencing the effects of the year-long stress due to this pandemic. I want to acknowledge it is okay to feel frazzled and upset. No need to be embarrassed or pretend it's all okay. We have resources around us and inside us. And most of all, we truly have the love of God, that when we tap into that love, when we embrace ourselves to that love, it can sustain and strengthen and heal us. I invite us to pray now a collect prayer I found from the Bishop of Los Angeles, and it's quite interesting, and I would like to share it with you. O God of all creation, whose people prepared a tabernacle for you and carried it with them through the wilderness so they would never be alone. If we must venture into a landscape transformed by crisis, may we be living vessels of your mercy, grace, and love. remind us to carry our treasure gingerly, with a respectful 4 cubits between ourselves and all others, tabernacles. Make us big cans of friendliness, patience, and forgiveness in parking lots, in vaccine lines, and in the marketplace. May we be balm for the sick, the isolated, and overlooked, and a bitter pill for those who in power do not promote what is best for all your people. In Christ's name we pray.